We're up to here in the middle of Kudrus Achron, and we're discussing over here how the mitzvahs, the difference between tefillah and mitzvahs. Tefillah changes things in this world, and mitzvahs mainly affect hamshacha in atzilus, and then from atzilus it comes down to biyah. It doesn't go directly to biyah; it goes in atzilus and directly to biyah. Now, what specifically happens, you know, with the mitzvah? So in the Kabbalah, he's having a discussion over here. Where do the mitzvahs impact, or where do they come from? So in some places, it says that it's within Atzilus, that the mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay are connected to the level of chesed of gevura, which is in Zoh of Atzilus. So the asay, the positive, is chesed, which means every time you do a mitzvah, you bring down from the chesed. And you will say that the 248 positive mitzvahs come from chesed. And then you have the 365 prohibition, they come from gevura, which means not to do, which means not to give chayis to the klippas. That's why we say don't do. That's the idea of lois asay. So it seems like the source from the mitzvahs asay and lois asay are within Atzilus itself, within the midos of Atzilus, within Chesed and Gevura. But in another place, it says that they come from actually the level of Keser, which is, or Pnimius HaKeser, the mitzvahs come, so that the, and it comes from a place where there's actually no Gevura at all. All 630 mitzvahs come, it's called Lavnunis, it's the white, without, there's only Les Smolo Bahayatika, there's no left over there, there's no Gevuras at all, that all 613 mitzvahs come from there. The Rebbe will explain that what actually happens when we do a mitzvah, we bring down from the Eir Insof, from the Keser, we bring it down into Atzilus. So while the Chesed and Gevura are being built from the level of Atik, from the level of the Lavnunis, from the level of Keser, with a mitzvah, when we do a mitzvah, what we're doing is actually we're building Atzilus. How are we building Atzilus? By drawing down from the level of Keser into Atzilus, and then eventually from the level of Chesed, we get it down over here in this world. When we do a mitzvah, so what happens when we do a mitzvah? We do a mitzvah, so we sort of initiate a hamshocha from Keser into Atzilus, and then from that hamshocha, eventually it comes down to us, through our mitzvah, it comes down to us. So it's both true, which means like this. That's considered the inner of the emotions of Chesed the Gevura. That's the Keser. That's the desire, the Hashem's sort of pleasure and wanting in the people's mitzvah that is drawn down from that level into the mitzvah. So the stop is basically Chesed and Gevura. That's where we get it from. But it actually initiates starting from Keser. Let's look inside. V'hinei, B'mokim echad kosav, in one place he writes, Sharamach mitzvahs asay hein behei chasodim, b'shasal lois asay behei gevuras v'chulu. The level of chesed and the level of gevura, there is high, there is five chesed, it's split into five, it's called the five chasodim, and it's called the five gevuras. That's the level of chesed and gevura of Atzilus. So it says that where do the 248 mitzvahs asay come from? The five levels of chesed, which means it's a hamshocha. When we do a mitzvah, we bring down from the level of chesed. And then the 365 lois asay that we're not supposed to do, they come from the hei gevuras, from the level of limitation, of denial, of not doing. So that's in one place. So it seems like it all comes from chesed and gevura in Atzilus. But another place it's written, shehem tariyag orchim, that these are 613 roads or which means hamshocha, nimshochim mechad orcha. It comes from one. It's like a one road that splits up into 613 different passageways. But where did it start? From shehi lavnunis v'chulu. Lavnunis is a white. That references level of keser over there. So it seems from here that it comes from the keser, not from the level of the chesed gevura, like it seems over in the other place. So he says like this: what is the purpose of mitzvahs? Shekol hamitzvahs l'sakin ramachi vorizo. The mitzvahs that we have are to fix the and 48 limbs of Zoh. Zoh also has 200. It's called a Zeir Anpin. It's called a small face, which means it has like a structure of a human. Just like a human being has 248 limbs, there are 248 limbs in Zoh. How do we fix those 248 limbs of Zoh in Malchus? Al Yidei Hamshochas Oirein Sov Baruch Hu, by bringing down the level of the infinite light, blessed light, there is a level of intellect which is within the Hei Chasodim, which in the Hei Gevuras. The reason why a person loves something or the listener, it's because intellectually he has an understanding. Then it comes into an emotion. So there is an intellectual, there is a moichin which is in the Hei Gevuras, which is in the Hei Chasodim, and we're mamshich from the level of Keser to the level of the moichin that are included in the Gevura and the Chesed, which are in Atzilus. And he's going to say in a minute, and how does it get through? It goes through Chochma Bina, actually, also, of Atzilus. But right now he's saying to you, we're mamshich the level from Lavnunis, from Keser, into the 600, to fix the 600, the 248 limbs of the of Zoh. So where does the moichin come from? Umekoyer ha-moichin. So where is the source of the moichin that is nimshach into the moichin hegevuras? Hu lavnunis chulu. That is the white. That is the level of keser, which is what? Hu ha-oineg v'cheifetz ha-elyein lahamshach ha-er lamata. That is the delight and the wish, the rotzen of the above to bring the light below. That is the rotzen to go down and to bring down, to make this mitzvah, to bring down the Ein Sof, the Ramach Evorim de Zoh, to the 248 limbs of Zoh. Umischalekes hamshocha l'taryag hamshochis proteus, and that the way it extends into from the level of the moichin of Lavnunis, the way it comes down into the Lodin, it gets 613 paths, ways that it splits up. It's mischalekes hamshocha l'taryag hamshochas proteus. It goes into 613 specific roads hamshochas lefi b'chinas eretz chamitzas, based by the mitzvahs, according to the mitzvah. That's the way we're mamshich. For example, I mean the physical mitzvah. In other words, every physical mitzvah over here in this world that we do is mamshik from leaven a specific hamshach into chesed of the Zoh, into the Hei Chesed, into the level of Zoh. Kigoin, as for example, b'tzdoko gumilos chesedim, when you do charity or acts of kindness, nimshach oirin sov baruchu l'chitzoinis hakeli the chesed the Zoh. Over there you get a hamshach of the oirin sov to the external of the kelim of chesed Zoh, which not in the prinis but in the chitzonis. Ubikim adinim bichitzonis gvura. It goes uberachamim chulu in tiferes. So basically, each one of them is mamshich in a certain level into Zoh, and then from there it goes down further down. It comes down into this world. So that's the purpose of the mitzvah. What's the goal of the mitzvahs? The goal of the mitzvahs is to be mamshich from the level of chayfetz and oinek, from the level of keser, into the mitzvahs. That's accomplished when we don't. We're fixing Zoh. Zoh by itself needs to be fixed. It's lacking that level of moichin that comes down into the kelim of chesed and gevurah. That when we do a mitzvah, we're fixing, we're correcting. What are we correcting? But before he said we're correcting Zoh. And only through Zoh of Atzilus it comes down later on in Bia. But as we'll see in a minute, the goal, however, is to fix the Zoh, even though of Bri Yitzir Asiya, not of Atzilus. Ultimately, yes, we have to build up first Atzilus Zoh. But once we build that up, we bring it actually down to build up this world. And that's why the mitzvahs, the Torah, the mitzvahs, ma'asis, everything in the physical world, that's eventually what actually is misakin the world. That's exactly what is Hashem wanted, to take out the sparks that are here in this physical work, and then elevate them. Musi b'derech u'mayver b'derech u'mayver hamshocha u'adei pnimiyis hakelim u'mechisei. So how do they pass? They go to the chitzoin, but how do they get to the level of chitzoinius, which is the level of the midos? But they first go through the pnimis by passing through. But then umayber hamshocha, why the pnimis hakelim is through the inner of the kelim umaychesehem and their minds. What means that's the cause that caused it. That is the intellectual. Just like we would say that when a person reflects on the certain situation of an individual who needs help or things like that, or he reflects in his mind about the greatness of Hashem, and because of that, how one needs to reach out. So that's called Shem Tchilu Rechim Sichlim Oitivim, which they can be divided. It's either you do it, the mitzvahs, with fear and love, natural, then it's connected more to the level of midas, meichin shem midas, or it's the intellectual, as Balta Rebbe discussed in the first chelik over there, that then you have, it's based on either something that you create, that love to Hashem, which motivates you to do the mitzvahs, then it's called the intellectual, or it's done with natural love. Shem b'chinas meichin dekatnus v'gadlus. That would either be called the lower level of intellect or the higher level of intellect, depending what is the motivation. Is it a motivation that comes from a natural love that one has in his heart, or it's something that he creates out of his reflection and meditation? But nonetheless, that is the way that it goes through also the Torah, just like by the person. How does the person come to do his mitzvahs? Is when we say that he does it with Ava V'yira, with Chilu Rechimo, there's a process. So there's the act of the mitzvah, the actual act of the mitzvah. But then there is the kavonas of the mitzvah, whether it's Sichlim or Tivim, Katnus or Gadlus. So the same thing is also when we're Mamshich Dein Sof into the limbs of Zod, that which is the action, it goes through various, depending on how you perform the mitzvah. If you perform the mitzvah with sichlim, then you get from, goes through to a higher level of mechim, then it goes through, or it goes through to a lower level. But that's why Moshe Rabbeinu asks very much to fulfill the mitzvah maisis that they had in the land. Why did he want to go to Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to go into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Why did he want to go to the land of Eretz Yisrael? Because we're saying now that the mitzvahs are to be misakin. Mitzvahs are being misakin. They're fixing, you know, they're fixing and they're correcting and they're bringing down the light over here. But ultimately, the real light what we want to bring down is actually in the world of Biyah, in the Bri Yitzir Asiya. Why? Sheheim Tachlis Ha'ishtalshulus. They are the ultimate of the goal of the whole evolution. Is what is the purpose? Lahamshich oyde sobaruchu levarer akelim dezod dibri yitzir asira. Over here, ultimately, what we want to do is we want to be mevarer. We're fixing also atzilus, but what we want to really do is to be mevarer the kelim of the zod of biyah of the bri yitzir asira of this world. Shabahen hein harapach nitzutzim. Over there, we have those 248 sparks that came down from the level of toyu. That came down into this world of Gashmi. So what do we want to, how do we fix that? Is the Torah mitzvahs ma'aseh shebiyadavki. That can only be done through the Torah and mitzvahs in actions that is in this world, in the Bri Yitzir Asirah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, being in the desert, could not fulfill the mitzvahs ma'aseh that are connected to the land of Israel and everything else they had, whatever mitzvahs they had in the desert, but the main mitzvahs that are connected to the land of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have that. And since he knew that ultimately the goal was to fix Biyah, to bring through the mitzvahs. So basically, what the nekuda over here is, the point over here is, mitzvahs fix all the spiritual levels. They start with fixing the level of Atzilus, but ultimately the goal is to fix the level of Zoh, of the spheres in Biyah. Because over here we have these sparks which have need to be redeemed, need to be elevated. And therefore, that's why he wanted to do those mitzvahs.